Even as Governor Ned Lamont has announced he's putting the state's phase three of reopening on hold, Connecticut's declining rate of COVID-19 cases has put the state on track to managing the pandemic. But other parts of the country have become hotspots for disease, and now Connecticut must find a way to prevent new infection from coming in from outside the state's borders. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
At Bradley International Airport, Lizzie McClellan had just gotten off a flight from Georgia, where she was visiting her grandmother for the last 2 weeks. It's also a state that's seeing an increase in new COVID-19 cases. McClellan says she plans to quarantine at home and get tested.
I just think it's really selfish to others if I'm coming from like a high-risk state and I could have the virus.
Claudia Porter, who lives in Georgia, came in on the same flight. She's visiting a sister in Springfield, Massachusetts, who is recovering from surgery. Porter says she knows just how serious the pandemic is.
If she wasn't sick and didn't have the surgery, I actually wouldn't be here.
Less than 100 people are currently hospitalized in Connecticut for COVID-19, and only about 1 to 3% of daily tests have come back positive. Public health experts say the state's preventative measures have led to this point of stability. But it could be easily undone if infection comes in from outside the state's borders. Governor Ned Lamont recently issued an advisory that asks all travelers coming into Connecticut from states with high transmission rates to self-quarantine for 14 days upon arrival.
When we issued the quarantine directive, the number of people making reservations coming up from, say, Florida and South Carolina went down about 20%. And I don't say that with any great joy. Because we have hotels and tourism, and I don't wish ill on anybody, but it's keeping our state much, much safer.
Dr. Kevin Diekhouse is chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at UConn Health. He's cautiously optimistic about where Connecticut stands now, but if the coronavirus comes back into communities, he says there are plenty of people who are still at risk of infection.
And some of the other measures that we have at our disposal, which is testing and then contact tracing, really works best when there's a lower level of community transmission. If we introduce a number of cases from outside into the system, we could, again, fairly easily overwhelm the system again.
Diekhouse says he's confident that state residents returning to Connecticut will continue to abide by the state guidelines, but the realistic expectation for out-of-staters to do the same may be lower.
The quarantine, without it being enforced by law, is a little difficult to fully implement, but I think the spirit of that is certainly valid.
Kevin Dillon is executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority, which runs Bradley International Airport. He suggested setting up a COVID-19 testing center inside the airport.
So we're actually trying to create a scenario where folks would have the alternative to take a test and hopefully get a negative result and avoid the 14-day quarantine period.
Another alternative, he says, is to allow people to show proof of a recent negative test result upon arrival in order to skip the quarantine period. This is already being done in Hawaii and Alaska. Dillon says people are taking the recommendation seriously because they recognize the public health safety factor. But he says policies that deter travel will continue to have an economic impact on the airport.
I think most folks realize a viable airport is extremely important to the overall economic development here in the state. And quite frankly, if we can't keep airlines interested in providing service at Bradley Airport, it's going to have a profound, you know, impact down the road as we try to regain the economy here in the state.
The Connecticut Travel Advisory went into effect June 24th. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.